Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Amlak and my co-host, Samar Barucci. How are you today, Samar?
Just fantastic. Thank you, Minister Amlak.
Well, we're glad to hear that. And we're thankful to be here for another edition of Signs and Seasons. Our program today is a continuation, Spiritual Laws and Principles in Freedom and Bondage. And today, we're looking at it from a zodiacal astrologic point of view. One of the things that Sister Samar and I have been discussing over these last few weeks is the fact that so many of our problems, individual and collectively, are because we just are not clear, have not been taught to understand the prevalence of spiritual laws and principles, natural and spiritual. Sister Samar has been giving us information on natural laws and principles and the health. We're also talking about reincarnation. And I am finding more and more every day that the best contribution we can make to the consciousness of our BBS family is to extend our awareness of spiritual laws and principles. As most of our listeners realize, these spiritual laws, astrological zodiacal readings. Sister Samara also does intuitive consultations. And in both situations, we're finding that the laws that we are unconsciously or sometimes consciously violating, are at the basis of most of our problems. I've had in the last week, for example, three interesting situations in which both parties, the family, believe that they were being victimized, as is usually the case. And when you look in the astrology chart, which gives you an objective understanding, you see that the cause is there. The electromagnetic causes vibrating in our auras are what's attracting events and circumstances that we're being challenged by. And so we want to enhance our understanding of spiritual laws and principles from the planetary, in the first part of today's program, from the planetary bodies. In Ecclesiastes 3, we read that for every purpose, there's a time and a season. You see, time to war, time to love, time to marry, time to plant, time to harvest. And we are having such a difficult time in our lives, the larger percentage of members of our global family, because we just not understand the need to follow. This, even in this one parable, in this one section of the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3, if we could just master that and understand that when we plant at a particular time, we harvest it at a particular time, that there are spiritual laws and principles involved. And for example, in Genesis 1:14, we have that they were reminded that the sun and moon, stars, are there for signs and for seasons. That's incidentally where we got our name years ago for the program we're doing today. And so the signs are right there that let us know what season is in our life. And this weekend, or today rather, today and tomorrow, and through the week, we're dealing with a very, very important zodiacal event. And that is the lunar eclipse. And it's in the sign of Sagittarius, it's affecting Sagittarius rather, and Gemini. And we're going to explore what that means to each one of us and also as a global family. In Psalm 119, give me understanding and I will keep thy laws with my whole heart. And so that is what we are striving to do via this program, is to extend our understanding. Now, today we're talking about lunar eclipse. Well, we have three major events. The lunar eclipse, which occurred at 4:12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we have the full moon, and then we have the transit of Venus, a very interesting planetary event, because Venus deals with relationships. And interestingly enough, in the science of astrology, the Tarot, the Kabbalah, astrology, numerology are already one science. And we notice that on the Chariot card that's assigned to Libra, the 11th card in the Chariot deck, Libra has a sword. And so we're going to explain to you what that means in terms of peace and harmony that Libra represents. And of course, we know that planet Venus deals with relationships. And when we mention these various signs, we're talking about how these energies work in our individual lives, whether it's Venus, Jupiter, Sun, Mars. We're talking about reminding ourselves that each one of us is a miniature micro solar system. And so we're not referring to something, we are in a sense, we're referring to Venus and Mars and Jupiter in the larger solar system, in the macrocosm, as it's called. But we are also referring to Venus and Sun and Mars in our miniature solar system. Each one of us at the exact moment of our birth became a miniature replica of exactly how every planet was placed and vibrating in the larger solar system. So now, the lunar eclipse, we want to talk about how that affects the moon, deals with the subconscious mind. And it deals with our emotional nature. Sun deals with our conscious mind and the way we express ourselves. So when we have a lunar eclipse, it has a lot to do with our emotional body, the way we approach things from an emotional point of view, how we actually register our feelings. So today we are dealing with a very profound and powerful, powerful experience. Today we're dealing with the fact of how these energies express, how the energies of the lunar eclipse will be affecting our emotional response to life. And this is a very powerful time, because these events, if we don't know how to respond to them and make them and work with them, then they work against us, because we're not working in tune with them. So the first of these events involves the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius today. And this is the midpoint of the current lunar cycle. We're in a cycle that began really, really on May 20th. So we're in this eclipse portal right now, a profound period of evolution and change, if we work towards that. Yeah, the unfortunate part of these particular transits, we live in, it's like someone being in an arena, and there's so many different things going on that could be beneficial to them, and they're totally unaware of what's going on. And so they got their own program going, and this is what's happening to us on a global, from a global perspective. Now, what we can do is, these evolutionary energies are potent, and they can catapult us into a whole new world. Caterpillar also, from their consciousness, they can catapult us into a whole new dimension of our life journey. They can also rip us away from attachments and patterns and relationships from the past that are no longer serving the interests of our evolution. You see, the solar eclipses tend to initiate, to get us to activate and start new things. The lunar eclipse, like the one we're moving through now, serves as an end releasing transition that we often call death, that on a psychological level come before rebirth. And of course, surrendering the past. Sentimentality is actually not a positive trait in that life is moving ahead where the impressions that register on our emotional nature oftentimes have us looking backwards, remembering the past, the good old days, instead of embracing, as I said before, the great new days. And so now we are being challenged to move into the future. Sagittarius deals with long journeys, religion, education, culture, family matters, social interaction. And so we are now being challenged this month, today rather, and tomorrow particularly, to be really clear on the full impact of this lunar eclipse. And so we want to begin to think of these next 2 days, couple of days, how we want to initiate new activities. What kind of journey do we want to, a horizon do we see ourselves journeying towards from a, do we perceive? Because the sign Sagittarius deals with perceptions. And so this, but in order to do that, you see, there's some aspect in our lives we need to let go of. We need to change our attitude. Attitude, as we know, means our mental position. We always have attitude. So I don't have attitude. We always have attitude because we have longitude, latitude. Attitude means where I am at from a mental, emotional perspective. So what beliefs what feeling stands in the way of us having a deeper connection to our higher self? Sagittarius deals with higher education. Gemini deals with elementary education. We often find that much of our higher education meaning to lead out, much of the blockage that stops us from leading our higher self out is because our elementary education wasn't really adequate. It wasn't really in place. We have things, it wasn't really leading out, we weren't really taught how to lead the elementary aspects of our being out. We weren't really taught how to use our mind, our emotions, in a way that led out our essential being. And so now we're being asked, as we move into the Sagittarius, is to begin to lead in 2012 the higher aspects of our being out. And of course, Sagittarius is religion, education, psychology, philosophy. What in these particular areas do we need to change? Do we believe that our religion is the only way? Do you believe that God is somewhere up in the sky punishing us? Do we believe in a God that deals with lack and just rewards us if we do as our particular religion says? Or are we ready to embrace an all-loving universal concept of a God and to understand that all religious paths lead to the same goal? Truth is one, paths are many. You're listening to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabrielle Mack and Sister Samar Baruti on this awesome, powerful day, June the 4th, 2012. And we are discussing how we can use the eclipse, the lunar eclipse at this point, to enhance our consciousness and, of course, our relationship to life and all the many positive things that it has to offer. So now, this lunar eclipse is at the potent degree, came in at 14 degrees, 14 seconds. Sagittarius, 414 is the number 5. So 5 talks about change and freedom and liberation, but 5 also is the number of law, because it's how we use our 5 senses that determine how we actually, whether we have freedom or whether we're in bondage, which reminds us of our title for this week's program once again, Freedom or Bondage, dealing with laws and principles. 5 is also looked at as a number of maturity. Five is also the number numerically of experience. And so five has many, many karmic energies attached to it. And this is a very interesting fact when we consider this eclipse is very much tied. This particular eclipse is very much tied into the great sun. The great sun at the core of our galaxy, the galactic sun. And so we may be in some instances when you listen to this program talking in a way that many may, you may not be familiar with, but this is the year, this is the time we have to intensify our studies, because this is a very powerful period that we're moving through, 2012. So we have this powerful point in the heavens that is actually at the joining point of tens of thousands of Milky Ways. This powerful energy is pouring down on us to enhance our, to anoint us and enhance our consciousness of the elementary and the higher aspects of our individual and collective education. In other words, how are the things that you learned early on and what we perceive now, how are they tying together? And how are they helping us in our personal and collective evolution? This is the time that we challenge to break through our boundaries. This is the time when we're challenged to go beyond. Ultimate truth and enlightenment, that's what we're looking for now. To have a profound point activated by this, to have that profound point activated by this lunar cycle is really, really the significance of it. What is it in your life? What is it in my life that I need to go beyond? Gemini deals with I think. Sagittarius deals with I perceive. What am I thinking? What have I been taught to think? And how are my perceptions limiting my personal evolution? And of course, we all have these blockages. So the next event from this 2-day window involves Neptune is the planet of spirituality, of mysticism, of connection to our unconscious, the racial unconscious. I was reading something today, I believe, a couple of days ago, by Dr. Richard King, and he was reminding us that heroic, brilliant brother in Los Angeles, California. He was reminding us, I know, I was reading his paper called On the Black Dot, reminding us that everything came out of the core blackness. No racial intent involved from that point of view, but then it ascends to that point. But he was saying that we have all of it's within us. And so this energy of Neptune tapping into our core is taking us to the black hole, the black spiritual space within each and every one of us, but also is helping us, if we want to pull the energy out that we need to bring about our personal and collective liberation, to deepen our spiritual understanding. And so we have to be aware that the potential for spiritual openings, as well as mass deception though, and delusion, are both possible. And incidentally, someone said to me, I was in the DVD store the other day talking to this gentleman, and he was saying, oh, you know, they found something now that says that the Mayans, there's nothing really happening in terms of 2012. I said, well, my dear brother, who told you that? He said, well, they found this tunnel. I said, were you there at the tunnel? No. Okay. Do you see the signs around you, the acceleration, the intensity across the globe that is supposed to be typical of 2012? Yes. Well, which are you going to believe? What the newspaper may have been pumped with to put you off the path, or what you see and feel right here and now? That was the end of that conversation. So we have to understand that there is a deceptive project that is trying afoot that is trying to project, excuse me, that are trying to throw us off the path of the importance of this particular energy, this window of light that we're passing through, so that the devious, manipulative, exploitative tactics that have been in place for so many years can continue to keep us in the dark. So the thing with Neptune energy is to trust your intuition. Go within yourself and see. Go within yourself and trust what you fear rather than running to a book or to some particular so-called religious leader. So now, the next thing we're going to keep in mind as we move through the following day, tomorrow, June 5th, we have the rare and auspicious transit of Venus. Oh my God. Very interesting. And that happens at 7:54 p.m. Now, Venus will essentially cross the face of the sun, something she only does, check this out now, once every 120 or so years. And Venus comes in pairs. In other words, she repeats the cycle in pairs whenever she comes. The last time this happened was in 2004. And so we're now moving into the second half of that particular pairing of Venus energies, or duplication of Venus energies. And incidentally, in our personal lives, the symbolism of the divine feminine eclipsing, that's what Venus represents, or crossing the face of the solar masculine ego. And what that's attempting to do is remind us of the masculine, feminine, androgynous nature of human personality, and of course of everything in creation. There's no such thing as anything all male or male female or all female. And so this transit reminds us of that principle, of that balance principle. And the interesting thing I wanted to mention earlier is that we find in the tarot, the 11th card, Justice, has a sword. And so we say, well, how could that be relating to relationships and harmony? Because we cannot have harmony. We cannot have healthy relationships unless we know when to use the sword of discrimination, when to sever relationships that are not conducive to our growth and development. There can really be no healthy relationships without the sword of discrimination. Remember Jesus? I come to bring a sword. I come to separate what's real from what's unreal. So that's what really makes for a harmonious, balanced relationship. Another interesting point, though, is that Venus was very, very much revered with the Mayan people. In fact, a huge part of 2012 Mayan prophecy is directly related to this, another point of view right in front of our face, is directly related to this Venus transit. So we can see that there's a lot going on during this potent couple of days, which can be felt as increasing in its intensity right now. You must have, many of us must have felt the intensity of today, of this last weekend, of now. So we had the full moon, we had the Venus transit, have the Venus transit coming, we have Neptune there, and the eclipse. So this is a time to really be conscious of what we're thinking and what we're doing, what we're activating. Now, we have the planets, placements, degrees at 14 degrees of Sagittarius. We have Neptune in Pisces. We have the planet of Venus in Gemini. And the interesting thing, well, I'll share more of that with you when we come back from, I'll give you just a little bit more and go back into it when we come back from to the end of part two. What I want to share with you right now, though, what I wanted to bring to your attention is you see, Venus is circling, in a sense, the sun. And with Venus circling the sun, Venus, the planet of relationships, and Mercury, So you have the sun, you have the Venus, and you have Mercury all in the sign of Gemini. And so it's very important, okay? The sun is, how am I expressing myself? What needs to be changed? That's not really me, or not attractive, not becoming of me. We have Venus, deals with relationships and love and romance and values. We have Mercury dealing with how I communicate. Now we have, so there is a, we may be feeling the restlessness involved because of the fact that Mars is in that mix also. So Mars is saying, it's in sort of a stressful mode, it's in what we call a square. It's saying that we need to analyze and actually rid ourselves of any habit patterns that are not giving us the best kind of expression, the way we express ourselves. We need to look at our value systems, and we need to look at how we communicate. All of these things you can deal with over this next week. And the wonderful thing about this program and being with BBS Radio is that we have archives. So you can go into the archives, you, your friends, your relatives, whoever, and study this and know that this is a very important experience and an opportunity. And the 2012, see, these are the physical proofs of 2012. These are right in front of our face. These are the signs and seasons that the Bible tells, the Christian Bible talks about. So we don't have to go to whether or not NASA or whoever it is telling us it's not real, some so-called new discovery. No, it's right here in our face. We see the day speeding by with lightning speed. So we have much more to share with you during this next half hour. My wonderful partner is going to share some information on the effects, Sister Samara.
Yes.
I'd like you to just give a little prelude before you take a break of what you're going to be sharing with us in the second half.
I will be sharing, I'll be continuing in detox. How to detox, what to do while you're detoxing, some common detox diets.
Thank you. And that's the natural side. What came to my mind this morning, in tune with what Sister Maureen just said, is that prosperity, from a spiritual point of view, from the point of view of what we should really be focused on in terms of our development as human beings, prosperity is, health is determined by our ability to tune in. We say God is light. So it's determined by our ability, it's defined by our ability to download, to be anointed by, and to express the higher frequencies of light that can only be expressed, that can only be felt, is by a healthy, cleansed body and mind. So now we're going to take a short break at 5:29 here on the West Coast, California. And Doug, are you with us? And we will be back in just a few, a minute. Thank you very much for listening to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabrielle Mike and Sister Samara Barucci. And Sister Samara is going to take us into some more information on natural and spiritual laws and principles. Sister Samara, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. Just great. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm really good.
Okay. Did you want to give the numbers in case there are anyone out there who's listening and need a number?
Would you please?
Well, in case, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. To listen on your phone, it's 760-569-7676, and the access code is 534355#, or 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011.
Goodness gracious. Okay, got it. So thank you. What point of view are you sharing with us today on the health laws and principles?
Well, to do anything, our body temple needs to be as pure as possible, because it allows us to channel, to demonstrate, to manifest, to express higher states of living. If we've got a toxic body, we're just not able to tap into higher frequencies. And at the times that we're in, 2012, we need to be able to tap into as high as frequency as possible. It's like a radio station. If there are a lot of interferences, you get static. And so the information that comes into you will be a reflection of the toxicity within your body temple. So why is it important to detox? It came up again today. Some questions came to me, and I was reminded that I'm never quite completed when I started. So that's the approach. And I would like to give a quote from one of my favorite books to read. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So today you're listening to words, and words are what brings into manifestation the experiences that you have in your life. We speak them, we think them, and they come into being. The first topic I'll focus on detoxing is, what is detox? What is detoxification? Detox is short for detoxification. It's the body's natural, ongoing process of neutralizing or eliminating toxins from the body. Toxins are anything that can potentially harm body tissue, including waste products that result from normal cell activity, such as ammonia, lactic acid, and other waste products, and human-made toxins that we are exposed to in our environment, food and water. All of these things create toxins within our body. The liver, intestines, kidneys, lungs, skin, blood, and lymphatic systems work together to ensure that toxins are transformed chemically to less harmful compounds and excreted from the body. These are all our defense system. You know, like there's a war. Our body fights off toxins. And our armies, the liver, intestines, kidneys, lungs, skin, blood, and lymphatic systems. And then, of course, our mind. Our mind is another one that is often not addressed. A detox diet is a short-term diet, often 3 to 21 days, focused on removing toxins from the body. Although detoxification is ongoing in the body, toxins and stress prevent us from doing it optimally, which can eventually affect other systems in our bodies. A detox diet allows our bodies to focus on self-healing, which our body is very, very efficient. It's designed to self-heal, with the goal being to raise energy levels, stimulate digestive health, clear headaches, remove bloating, improve concentration and mood, avoid getting allergies, regain our natural ability to ward off colds and flus, and prevent premature aging and dis-ease. People who are exhausted and have low blood pressure may have a condition not recognized by most traditional doctors, but identified and treated by holistic doctors, called adrenal weakness or fatigue. I had that issue at some point. It is often brought on by prolonged stress. A detox diet is usually done after the adrenal glands have have been replenished holistically through herbs, diet, and other adrenal remedies. That little part is very, very important because most of us are constantly under stress. We're constantly fending off attack, fight or flight. And that is just, the quick way of saying stress. If you're considering a detox diet, it's important to consult with your doctor prior to starting. People with certain health conditions such as anemia, diabetes, and kidney disease should either avoid this diet or perform detox only under the supervision of a healthcare provider. The detox diet is also unsafe for pregnant or nursing women. This is my disclaimer. Okay, this is my disclaimer, people. So, because I'm not diagnosing anyone, I'm just sharing information right now. Brush up on the basics of detox. I'm going to share how to brush up on the basics of these detox diets. Although there are many types of detox diets, most eliminate foods that contain potentially harmful substances and allow foods that support the body's natural ability to rid itself of toxins. You'll hear me saying that word, toxins, which is poisonous to our body, breaks down our body, and cause disease. We know some of those major diseases. So foods that support our bodies, such as dark, leafy, green vegetables, and overall food intake is usually reduced, ranging from small meals to full-fledged juice fasts. Some of the cleanses are the master cleanse, and I'm not going to go into these in details, but for those of you who may not know, I'll just give you a few words to give you an idea. And if you would like to have more information, you can call either Minister Amlak or myself or email us, and we will give you more details and direct you to the correct person if we're not able to assist you. The Master Cleanse, also called the lemonade diet, it's a fast that involves drinking only lemonade, grade B maple syrup, and cayenne pepper. Juice fasting, a type of fast that calls for consuming only fresh vegetable and fruit juices such as beet juice and wheatgrass juice and water. There are commercial juice fast programs also. Smoothies and shake fasting involves drinking puree or blended vegetables and fruit smoothies such as green smoothies. And then there are commercial cleanse programs, specially designed protein powders, vitamins, nutrients for detoxification. And raw food detox diet based on the raw food diet involves only eating foods that is raw or has not been heated over 118 degrees. Then there's the Ayurvedic detox diet. It's an Ayurvedic cleansing and rejuvenation plan called Panchakarma. And there are other detox diets, including the brown rice diet, elimination diet, a candida cleanse, microbiotic diet, and a digestive cleanse. An action plan for getting started on a detox diet. This detox diet can be followed for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, or longer. It is not as restrictive as a juice fast or the master cleanse, and people are usually able to follow it while continuing with their everyday lives. Fasting, on the other hand, often has the best results when a person is able to go on a retreat or take a break from their daily routine because there can be what's called a healing crisis, which is as the toxins are being dislodged from fatty tissues and joints and other places and organs, they can result in nausea, headaches, weakness, and other side effects of the intense detoxification. Some people are, frightened by this, and they think that the detox is making them sick. Well, in a way, because the toxins are coming up, but it's actually a sign that it's working. And this is why if you're not familiar with your own body and you're not ready to take responsibility, you may use your own personal holistic healthcare practitioner. The diet eliminates potential dietary allergens, dietary toxins, and chemicals such as pesticides, residues, heavy metals, and foods that have an inflammatory, effect in the body. Processed foods are also minimized. There is an emphasis on reducing acidity and mucus in the body and creating a more alkaline environment. A detox diet is short, focused diet program, and its focus is on eliminating environmental and dietary toxins from your system. And again, although there are many types of detox diets, the foods that are allowed are often quite similar unless it is a juice fast. Foods to include on your diet. And things to do to stock up on your tool for detox success. We want you to succeed. The following tools can help you make the most of the detox diet. Okay, if you're doing a detox liver, the liver requires certain nutrients in order to produce the enzymes and antioxidants needed for detoxification. Herbs such as chlorella and burdock can be used to support detox. Brushing your skin. This is, you know, your skin, remember, it's part of your defense mechanism. It's your first defense. It's the largest organ. Everything that touches your skin gets straight into your bloodstream and goes all over your body. So the skin can help, brushing your skin can help remove dead skin and promote the elimination of toxins through the skin. Help yourself stay focused, motivated, and calm during the diet. Learn how to breathe with your diaphragm, diaphragmic breathing. And if you need to learn a simple meditation to practice anywhere, anytime, again, call either Minister Amlak, email us, and we will share that with you. You can also find this information online. Fruits, fresh or frozen fruits, although I prefer fresh and farmers market, unsweetened natural juice, dried fruit, unsweetened in limited amounts, such as cranberries, dates, raisins, goji berries, and other fruits. Vegetables thought to be particularly good for detox include broccoli, cauliflower, broccoli sprouts, onions. It depends. Some people don't believe in onions or garlic. Artichokes, beets, and dark leafy greens such as kale, collard greens, and Swiss chard. Sea vegetables include in kelp, nori seeds, wakame. Avoid corn as it is acidic forming. Quick note, some people are sensitive to the nightshade, as I mentioned, family of vegetables, which includes tomatoes, bell peppers, eggplants, and potatoes, and may wish to avoid them. Trying to give you as much information as possible. Grains and starches, rice, especially brown rice, buckwheat, millet, wild rice, oats, and there are many more. Whole grains are preferred, but products made from the above may be allowed, such as brown rice, pasta, pure buckwheat noodles, rice crackers, and sprouted breads, whole wheat breads, whole foods. When I say whole grains, I mean whole grains, not enriched. They take it out and put it back. No, that's not what I'm speaking about. That's just about the same as white bread, glue, beans and legumes, split yellow and green peas, lentils, and other kinds of beans, nuts and seeds, almonds, cashews, walnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, chia seeds, hemp nuts, coconut, especially young coconuts, tahini, nut, and butters made only with allowed ingredients, peanuts and peanut butter, usually not recommended, but choose unsalted raw nuts and seeds. A lot of people have got peanuts and peanut butter allergies, and there are other things present in peanuts. So choose unsalted raw nuts and seeds. Also, oils, cold press extra virgin olive oil, hemp oil, flax oil, almond oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, safflower, sesame, and sunflower oils in limited amounts due to omega-6 fatty acids. Beverages, milks made from allowed foods such as rice milk, almond milk, hemp milk, coconut milk, except canned coconut milk. Not the same. Fresh coconut. Water, herbal teas, green teas, lemon water, unsweetened juice made from allowed fruits and vegetables. Mineral or seltzer water in limited amounts. Minister Amlak, would you like to add some some suggestions and what people may use in these detox?
I can't possibly think of anything other than what you said. What I did want to mention is this important point that you're giving out in these weeks on health and cleansing is totally missing in the general approach to spiritual development. So I'm hoping that what you're sharing with us will help us to really understand that the condition, you can't put new wine in old bottles. And we have to realize that there's connection between spiritual development and our physical body, and that's almost totally unknown in the religious community.
Yes.
It's like me trying to put a new program on my computer or wondering why my computer's not working right. And I don't, it's outdated. It doesn't have the proper settings, and it's full of viruses.
Exactly. I wanted to mention, because a lot of people, you know, we are born loving sweets. Even if you're breastfed, breast milk is very sweet. So sweeteners, just to give some options for people who might not know, I want to make sure I mention this really important brown rice syrup, stevia, real maple syrup, and preferably, not the almond colored, not A, but B and C's, if you can get raw honey. Blackstrap molasses, really, really powerful. I can't say enough about it. Your grandma was right about blackstrap molasses. Introduce it to your diet. Condiments, apple cider vinegar, Bragg's liquid aminos, miso in small amounts, lemons and limes, fresh and dried herbs and spices, carob powder, sea salt, and wheat-free tamari in limited amount. And
go ahead. I have a point. Go ahead.
No, I just want one last thing. I think that's it. For those that refuse to follow a purely animal-free diet, I don't want to leave you guys out. Detox diet differs on the question of whether to include animal product. I prefer no animal product. However, if you are going to do it, organic turkey, organic chicken preferred, pasture, you know, free running around little chickens, wild cold water fish such as Alaskan salmon, lamb, wild games, those type of things.
Could you also suggest, though, that that's as a transition diet?
Absolutely.
The other thing I want to make sure.
Drink minimum of 8 glasses of water per day. Take your time to chew your food well.
Thank you so much, Sister Mar. That is so very important, and I thought I might throw in agave if you get one that's not processed as they're processing now. So, Sister Mar, thank you so very much.
Blue agave, mm-hmm. Organic blue agave, against the darker, deeper, rich colored that has some you know, benefits. Although there are some disputes about it, but.
I'm pushing for more time. That's what I'm pushing for. So, folks, in the near future, we're going to have more time because, you know, I know I'm used to doing long shows, but I know that this hour is not enough. So bear with us until we move to our new time slot on Wednesdays, 2 hours. I wanted to close. Sister Mar, thank you very much again.
You're welcome.
You always come forth with a very good presentation, and I hope people understand that work goes into that. What I want to mention, two things, is that the high points of the day session, Looney Clips, the working on integrating our conscious and subconscious mind, working on integrating what we have learned or been taught with how they have shaped our perceptions, understanding that we are now in a very sensitive period, which is good on the one hand. It means we can also be open to deception, and please be very, very careful of the intoxicants that you take into your system. That's just what they do, intoxicate your toxins. And right now it's very, very dangerous because then all kind of, and I don't use that word often, but you open yourself when you're intoxicated to all kind of undesirable entities and energies. The other thing is relationships. The one I have with myself, the one I have with other people, very important. And see if you can listen to the tape as often as you can. we want to say a brief word about the books, but I want to say something to you before that, okay? We have been on the air now, what, about 5 or 6, 8 weeks? Is that what it is? Okay. And I know our listeners, I know you must, we must realize that in order to keep the show going, we need to revenue to keep it going. And so we have not at this point had any of our, one of our listeners come forth and say, okay, can we offer a donation? So I don't really like to even have to go into fundraising every week. So I need those of you listening, you know, to the program, and if you're getting something from it, understand that we're not asking you to give any money to us. We're asking, like most fundraising drives, to give something to the program, okay? That would really, really be helpful. Yes, Sister Samar, you want to say something about the books?
I just wanted to remind everyone the books are available to be purchased on our website, Aquarius Media Inc., INT.com, and also you can purchase the book by calling us. They're excellent. They are for the new age, the golden age that we're presently in. It may not feel golden for many of you, but you know, gold usually has to be dug from the mine and then shine, you know, and so does diamond in the rough. So it helps you in that process of shining.
One of my most, and I hope I can lead with this idea, that we're coming to you because we believe in the teachings, we believe in our abilities and our potentials to evolve, and that the teachings are so diluted down in general. And so we're wanting to see our BBS family, our personal friends and associates, to really, really realize that this is a serious, serious time, and we can move into a whole new, beautiful consciousness if we allow ourselves, prepare ourselves to do so. I want to thank Doug and Don for this wonderful institution. You might also refer people to the station. And Sister Samara, I can never thank you enough for the assistance that you give.
You're welcome, Minister Amlak. And if anyone would like any of the information that we discuss, they're available in the archive, and we're willing to send a Reader's Digest version of what we spoke about to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.